There are signs of progress in the labor dispute that has slowed work at 29 West Coast ports. Today, the Longshoremen's Union and the shipping companies that run the ports reached a tentative agreement on a major sticking point. An argument about who would control technology-related jobs on the docks led to a lockout that closed the ports for 10 days. The ports are open again under an order from President Bush, but the work is still going slowly. Joining us now is NPR's Elaine Corey in San Francisco. Elaine, what can you tell us about this agreement? It's described as tentative, I understand.
Well, so far our information is sketchy, but based on a report by the Associated Press, the union has agreed to accept fewer numbers of marine clerk jobs. These are people who route the cargo on and off the vessels and onto rail lines or truck lines in the ports. And the sticking point has been over union jurisdiction of these jobs. And apparently the union says they will accept fewer of them if the Pacific Maritime Association, the employer group, will agree that the jobs will stay, will remain under the union's jurisdiction.
Now, all along in coverage and in stories about this dispute, it's been described as being about jobs being created by new technology. It's not clear that's really what this is about. It's actually just destroying jobs, right?
Well, probably what will happen is that there will be fewer jobs because what this technology does is increase efficiencies. And it's not new technologies. It's been introduced in Europe and Asia already, and ports there are much more efficient than ones in the U.S. They can take these huge vessels with thousands of containers, offload them, unload them, get them in and out of harbors in a matter of 18 hours versus about 72 hours here on the West Coast. So introducing this technology actually will probably mean fewer jobs, and that's what the union apparently has agreed to. But the sticking point has been, you know, are they going to be union jobs or not?
What's the situation on the docks right now, Elaine? I understand there is still a huge backlog of ships waiting to be unloaded.
There are up to perhaps 200 vessels either docked outside the ports or at berth, you know, in the ports right now. The congestion on the docks is phenomenal. There are containers stacked all over the place. And according to the union, it could take weeks for them to dig out from under the congestion that was created during a 10-day lockout of the union. So now there's some concerns that even if the dock workers get back to work at their fastest speed, that some retailers may not get some of their merchandise in time for the holiday retail season.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose that will disappoint some shoppers and disappoint some children on Christmas morning.
Well, the word is, if you see something in the stores, buy it the first time you get the chance because it may not be around the second time.
Thanks, Elaine.
My pleasure.
NPR's Elaine Corey speaking with us from San Francisco.